brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're updating here in the next 10 minutes, Infowars.net, with the latest news and information. And we're about to go straight back to your calls. Then we've got one of the head folks at Operation Rescue West. They've been arrested for simply having signs, pictures of dead babies in public places, and the total violation of the First Amendment. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls to Ron and Tim and HW and many, many others that are patiently holding. Go ahead, Ron, quickly.
Hi, Alex. Alex, I heard the most remarkable thing on Limbaugh's broadcast within the last hour. He said that the Mars rover went down for a 24-hour period because it was actually transmitting some type of encoded information about mineral wealth, such as oil, back to Halliburton before it came back up and went online with NASA. Now, the guy actually said that.
Was he probably being sarcastic?
I don't think so. He didn't come across that way.
Really weird.
But
I have the 1997 documents that were in the Houston Chronicle last week. Halliburton in 97 has been, they're going to be given billions of dollars to, quote, test drilling systems for the Mars and the moon. Just, again, a total cash cow. See, this is the way the scams work. They'll build a piece of junk that's never even to be used. They don't even spend any money building the piece of junk. Then they get billions of dollars for it. So that's the real scam. The real oil is the money here on this planet. Just like double charging for, you know, fuel in Iraq to the troops.
Well, I wonder, you know, because, like I said, he didn't, not that I trust Limbaugh, but it was kind of a strange remark, and he did make that.
Okay, well, I really don't want to, live on air, just keep talking about other talk show hosts, but what's on your mind, Ron?
Okay, another thing, too. You've spoken many, many times about vaccines and inoculations, and, of course, you and your guests indicated that in many of them there's a component of mercury. Now, last night I was watching the History Channel about Ivan the Terrible. They said he was probably homicidally violent because he was taking medicines for pain that had mercury.
Yes.
Now, do you think the reason we have such a spike in crime from a certain generation on is because from a certain generation on we've all received these inoculations with mercury, and maybe some people or whatever are weaker or have less resistance to it, and that's why we have more criminal-minded people or more criminal...
Hundreds of times the safe level, and look how violent toddlers are now. They weren't like that in the past. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Alex, always a pleasure.
Thanks. Go ahead.
I just want to call and tell you a couple things real quick. I'll be brief. I've been driving around with www.infowars.com on my back window, and I get a lot of thumbs up and hits from people. You've inspired me to start my own organization. I'm calling it Truth, Teaching, and Researching, United States Treasonous Hierarchy. And another thing about your website, what I was able to do is sort of back into it. What I will do is I'll mail myself pages from your website, and then when I can't get through it doing a search or from my bookmarks, what I'll do is just go to one of those pages, call it back up, and I can get in that way. So, because we can't listen to you on the radio up here where we are, but we listen to you over the computer.
Well, fantastic. Well, I appreciate what you're doing. What else is on your mind?
I wanted to point out a couple things. I was reading about how the, you know the ones that get into CIA mind control and they're abused from children and stuff like that, and they claim that there's sort of like a droopy left eye that is a result of all of these people. And I look around on the media and I see a lot of people reporting the news, and a lot of people they're reporting about all seem to have this same droopy left eye. It's very, very interesting.
There are
so people
some
can take a look out for that.
Sure. Well, there are some signs of that, and the mind control programs are public and admitted, folks. Now, this is admitted stuff that's been going on for a long time, and it's very, very scary.
Quick thing about the prisons. I think it's the Wackenhuts have been privatized to do most of the prisons. I was talking to someone that had the unfortunate experience of dealing with one of those places, and he told me that Bob Barker, that the talk show, the game show host, has soap and shampoo that the prisons buy and give to all the prisoners in there.
Amazing. Hey, thanks for your call, and thanks for all you're doing. We'll be back with our guest. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, VirginUtah.com, they're all up. Troy Newman is the president of OperationRescue.org, and pro-life websites have been getting hacked and taken down around the country, folks. They are putting directories into all the big corporations and libraries, blocking out Patriot, real conservative websites. The neocon websites don't ever have a problem. We're talking to Troy Newman and WorldNet Daily Story on InfoWars.com from yesterday. He was arrested by the chief of police out in Bel Air, California. You can see a picture of the truck there on the website. Has a picture of a dead baby on it. And I have friends here in Austin who've been arrested. They'll stand, you know, 100 yards from the abortion clinic, the abortuary, and the police will just come up and arrest them and say, you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. And we've got video of them breaking Catholic priest arms and macing women with babies in their arms who are peaceably sitting on the sidewalk. It's just horrible. And they're taking the free speech of everybody now. The liberals, the conservatives, it's just happening everywhere. Yesterday there was that AP photo in our local paper of guys with machine guns out in California. The police arresting people off the sidewalk who were who had picket signs protesting during the a big strike with the grocery stores. This is the new image. People in militarized outfits arresting peaceable protesters. But this isn't just a pro-life issue. It's a First Amendment issue. And 2 weeks ago, we had the federal court ruling in North Carolina where a liberal had a sign that said, "No blood for oil," amongst 250-plus Bush supporters on a public sidewalk. And the Secret Service walked over and said, "Arrest him, no anti-Bush signs." And they arrested him and took him to jail, and he was convicted. They said, the judge says, "We don't care. We do what we want now. This is the new America." So I guess the terrorists attacked us because they hated our freedom, and so Bush killed our freedom so that the terrorists would be happy, I guess. Across the board, this is happening. Troy Newman, thank you for coming on the show, and tell us about your organization, your trucks, what you're doing, and what happened.
Thanks, Alex. Well, that's a big bite to chew on. We're a pro-life organization. Started, about 15 years ago with this whole purpose of ending child killing in America. And we're doing it primarily these days through education efforts by bringing a window into the abortion clinic. You know, years ago we said, if wombs had windows, there'd be no abortion. You ever hear that one?
Yes, and now they have the high-powered color... I'm losing my mind here. The test they do where you can see the baby?
Right, yeah, the big 3D sonograms.
Yes, the 3D sonograms.
It's 4D, yeah, there's motion to it as well.
Yeah, 4D, and now the majority of men and women, the numbers have reversed the last 10 years, are now against abortion. Young people are against abortion even more than their parents now. Go ahead.
It's incredible. 72% of the young people nowadays, according to a recent Gallup poll, consider themselves to be pro-life. Well, we took that slogan a step further. If the wombs had windows, there'd be no abortion. Well, we've got a window into the abortion clinic, and I'm telling you, it's not a pretty sight. Every abortion kills a little baby, and it's a bloody, gory mess. I hate to show it. I hate to talk about it, but that's the truth, and we should never shy away from the truth.
Well, sir, it's a gory, horrible mess when I watch Discovery Channel, and a pile of dead Jews and others are being rammed into a pit by the Nazis. We see their naked bodies, men, women, and children. And nobody says don't show that. You go to one of the Holocaust museums and it shows it, and we should.
Absolutely.
But now we shouldn't show dead babies in America.
Well, that's what they think in Bel Air, Kansas. They've eliminated our truth truck from being there. They found an obscure city zoning ordinance, if you can believe that, a zoning ordinance to prosecute me. I am facing 6 months in jail and $1,000 fine. It's a misdemeanor charge for having a what they call a portable sign on public street. And I'll read you here directly from the citation. It says, "I'm in violation of a zoning regulation," and mentions my truck. And it says that the truck was bearing writings and pictorial representations on its sides. Catch this. "Calculated to attract the attention of the public."
Now, that's a total violation of the First Amendment, but the federal courts will probably say it's wonderful and that they can do it.
I've got a great law firm.
What I'm saying is, with past rulings, they're so insane that who knows what they'll do. But I guarantee you can go out and show other moving signs and show that this is selective enforcement.
Well, the very same day that I was arrested, I went and traveled through the streets of the small city, and we saw Penske trucks, McDonald's trucks, Pepsi trucks, Sears vans, you name it. They were all parked on the public street. Even people with bumper stickers, if you read the letter of the law, if you get a bumper sticker, that's calculating to attract the attention of the public. It's a portable sign, isn't it? So what they want to do is they want to regulate what you say and how you say it on your vehicle, even though it's a duly licensed and insured vehicle on the public street, which the Supreme Court has said over and over again are quintessentially the public fora for public dissemination of information.
Amazing. And look, I'm speechless here. I mean, it's getting worse and worse and worse with the First Amendment. And I wouldn't expect, I mean, I'd expect this in Bel Air, California, but not Bel Air, Kansas.
Well, we'll tell you what, it's a little bit bigger. This is Wichita, Kansas. Wichita, which is just 1 mile south of Bel Air, is the abortion capital of the world. I don't know if your listeners know that, but that's where George Tiller resides, and he has the biggest abortion clinic in the world. He claims to have more third trimester abortion experience than anybody in the Western Hemisphere.
Well, let's call it what it is. He has the biggest death camp in the U.S.
Exactly it, and he's got a huge full-size crematorium there that the smoke billows out with the smoke of dead babies. And his office manager resides in Bel Air, And we've been continually taking this truck to this small town. And that's why they're just incensed, and that's why they found or made up this new law.
Yeah, I bet money they called up the police chief and said, get that guy off the street.
Well, when was the last time you heard of the police chief coming down and issuing the citation for the building zoning ordinance?
Yeah, describe what happened that day.
Well, I placed the truck. We had some faxes going back and forth between the city manager, I mean, city attorney and our law firm, claiming that this is a freedom of speech issue and the First Amendment takes supremacy over any of their local ordinances. And they refused to back down, and we told them we were coming back at a particular day and time, and we did that. We were met by the police chief and the zoning officer, Keith Price. And at that time, Mr. Price began to issue this citation. He didn't even know how to fill it out. He was shaking like a leaf. Didn't know how to fill it out. But the police chief made sure that it was all filled out properly, and they issued me that citation.
So people are breathing the smoke of dead babies,
and seeing the ashes, and smelling the putrid flesh of burning human flesh. It is one of the most despicable things I've ever seen in my life. And that's what I actually moved here from California. I moved here for that. I'm a full-time pro-life activist. And I want to see abortion end in America. And I want to see it stop right here in Wichita, Kansas first.
According to the FBI training manuals, we're all terrorists when we're against abortion now.
Well, you know, I'll tell you a quick story. I was in Washington, D.C. in support of Judge Roy Moore back in October. And it was the first day, the Sunday previous to the first day the Supreme Court was coming back into session. And they were hoping and praying that they were going to hear Judge Moore's case. Well, I was praying out in front of St. Matthew's Cathedral, where all the Supreme Court justices were. And federal marshals came in with flak jackets and you know, the boots and the machine guns and the bulletproof helmets and the goggles, the glasses and all this stuff. And they swept the street clean of all of us praying. And I spent 6 hours in jail thanks to the federal marshals. And we used to do this every single year in Washington, D.C. We always pray for the Supreme Court. It always opens in prayer. But you can't pray in front of a church if the federal marshals are watching.
Well, again, folks, is that America? Is that what the red, white, and blue is all about? And under the guise of terrorism, it's the homeschoolers, the Christians, the liberal with a no blood for oil sign. It's anybody they don't agree with. And shame on all the leftists who thought this was all cute when Clinton started this with Reno, breaking people's arms, not letting you protest, charging pro-lifers with racketeering.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
I'll tell you, it's enough to make your blood boil, but I do have faith in Americans in that they're seeing the usurpation of our rights.
Well, this is a great example, sir. Troy Newman, who's an American hero, is that I saw the polls 10 years ago. The vast majority of Americans were for abortion. Only about 35% were against. Now the numbers have reversed. As you said, 70%+ of young people, 58% of men, 55% of women. Numbers have flipped, and they're racing every year. We're gaining more points on them. And so we're hurting their little death camp Nazi industry. This shows that when activists take action and don't stop and go to jail and have all this happen to you, you are saving lives. You have had an effect. God bless you.
Well, Alex, I appreciate that, and I've got to give all the glory to God. You know, these truth trucks, they do an end run around the major media outlets. You're not going to see what an abortion looks like on the evening news. Peter Jennings is not going to show it to you. You're not going to see it in the LA Times. You're not going to see it in any major newspaper. You're not going to see it on the Discovery Channel. But we're going to put these pictures on the sides of our trucks, and we've got four of them, and I'm working on a fifth one now. We've driven over 250,000 miles across America. Millions of people have seen the graphic truth of what abortion does to a little baby. In fact, I'd like to bring it to Austin, Texas, to be honest with you. I'd like to bring it down there and show the people exactly what abortion does to an innocent baby. That's going to change the hearts and engage the minds, which eventually will change in the voting booths.
Absolutely. You know, years ago they would air my TV show on local cable over and over again as a request, but when I started playing video clips, babies being cut apart, suddenly I can't get my shows aired for anything.
No, they'll censor that. I mean, and as evidence there in Bel Air, where, you know, they pull out the stops and they formulate some new law and arrest you on some vague and ambiguous building code ordinance. It's ridiculous.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Troy, you want to take some phone calls?
Absolutely.
All right, phone calls for our guest at 800-259-9231.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery. Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey, Doris, great news. I now own my own home, free and clear, and I did it in less than 5 months.
Did you receive an inheritance?
Well, no. Actually, I found a way to eliminate my mortgage without bankruptcy and without the need of going to court. And you, too, can do this legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally.
But, Jim, I signed a note promising to pay back the loan. Isn't it wrong even if I could discharge the loan?
Doris, I felt the same way until I took the time to learn the truth about money and banking. The most shocking thing I learned is the fact that no real money is ever loaned out. There's a dirty secret that the banks don't want you to know. And this is the basis of how I was able to discharge my own mortgage. I know this is hard to believe, but go to the website to learn more. Doris, get your PIN and find out how many Americans are finding financial freedom by having their mortgages eliminated in less than 5 months. Go to www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty. Just the way it sounds, and there's an S after mortgage. It's www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in. All right, folks. We're talking to Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue. .org. We're about to go to some calls for our guests, but I want to stress this again. 80%+ of Americans are against open borders. Whether it's Republicans or Democrats, they just leave them open. The vast majority of Americans are now against abortion, whereas the vast majority were for it just a decade ago. My point is, a couple decades ago, most people were for more open borders. But people aren't stupid. They've been woken up. They've seen the effects. We do have power. We can affect change. But you out there have to become leaders in these fights, whether it's the Second Amendment or abortion or the anti-family agenda in the media. An article here from Nickelodeon, TV show depicts teen gay romance in a TV show designed for children 8 to 11. I mean, there shouldn't be any sex, period, in these shows, much less of that type. It's just out of control. We got to say no and boycott and protest this. Let's go back to our guest, and I appreciate Troy coming on the show. Troy, before we go to Mike and Virginia and others that want to talk to you, anything else you want to add?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more on that. We've got to be leaders, and you'd be surprised how much you can get done with just a voice. Your voice it speaks loudly and clearly. Most people just sit at home and don't say anything. They're just frustrated. But when you speak out, you know, look, we're a republic. And we're governed for the people, by the people. So let your representatives know, let your voice be heard everywhere across the land, and don't be silent.
Well, I don't have the polls in front of me, sir, but I was shooting out the numbers. You said those were accurate, but I remember reading 70%+. You said 76%.
72 on the kids, 55 on that's the young people, the recent Gallup poll.
Yeah, I read that about a month ago on air, but it's totally, there's been a bunch of polls. It's totally shifted now. So if it's gone from 30-something percent being against abortion to 70-something percent, that's millions of babies that are going to be saved.
Oh, you know, and it's actually more shocking. They thought the polls years ago were, is abortion morally wrong, and only 31% said yes. Today they're asking the question a little differently. They're asking, do you believe that abortion is murder? In other words, homicide, the killing of an innocent human being. And they're answering in the affirmative by wide majorities.
So that really shows that they're even trying to spin the polls, and it's not working for them.
Exactly.
So they can try to keep it legal and do whatever they want. It's going to get to the point where they're just not going to have any business.
Well, time's on our side, and we have to make it illegal, though. The civil government must make things like this absolutely illegal. That's what they're there for, to protect innocent human life. It's unfortunate, but when things are legal, people will use it. If you decriminalize drugs, if you decriminalize stealing or murder, people will do these things because it's okay. But just because it's legal doesn't make it
right.
Well,
I agree with you, except for the drug thing. I'm not for legalization, but you got the private prisons. The government has been caught shipping them in, and they create the crisis 9 out of 10.
But that's a discussion for a whole other day.
Drug-related, yeah. Mike in Virginia. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead. Good to talk to you, Mike. Go ahead.
On the abortion issue, and that would be that, and I believe both of you would probably agree, unfortunately, our majority population are pretty ignorant, as I used to be also. I used to be considered abortion a choice, and that was, you know, that just showed my total ignorance of this subject matter. But the additional perspective is that abortion is actually a satanic blood sacrifice ritual, and they actually draw their power on it, and that's why they feel that you're threatening their power base, and they're going to the extreme to protect it now that they've got it basically on a mass scale. And I would venture to say that your guests would agree on this, but I'd like his input on it also, and I appreciate your show, Alex.
All right, thank you. Yeah, you go back to Herod, you go back to the Egyptian kings, you go back to Hitler. They did believe the mass killing was empowering them. A comment, sir?
Well, it even goes back further than that. The Moabites were the first people recorded in the scripture sacrificing their own children. All the Baal and Asherah worship were sexual immorality and child killing. 1 Corinthians, it says those things that the pagans sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons. Here at George Tiller's Abortion Clinic, we regularly see notorious witches going in and out of there, particularly at times when that big incinerator lights up. So whether we're doing it actively or in ignorance, it is something that is a demonic presence, and we have to combat that spiritually.
That is so sick. Yeah, I've read in mainstream news that occultists gather around abortion clinics and a lot of times work in them. I mean, who else could rip babies apart 10 hours a day?
Makes you think.
I tell you what, sir, can you stay with us a little bit longer?
Of course.
Because I've got Allison in California, and Henry in Oregon disagrees with you. I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, me too.
My goodness. You disagree, you agree. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're in a war, folks. And again, I cannot stress how exciting it is that we've seen the poll numbers reverse themselves, and that despite all the propaganda, women are starting to wake up that abortion isn't some wonderful right they've gotten, that the evil men aren't trying to take this wondrous right away from them. Because so many women have had abortions and have horrible experiences and are now speaking out against it. Now, that's one of the biggest groups out there standing against this. We're going to go to Henry and then Allison and Bill and others. Henry in Oregon, you say you disagree with our guest on some issue. Go ahead.
I indeed do. I just want to know where these people get off thinking they can tell an individual free sovereign citizen of the republic what they can put in or take out of their individual body.
Okay, well, let me just say something, Henry, right now on this. It's a human being. It's separate. They decide to climb in the sack and do what they do, and that is a human life. It is completely separate from this Roe v. Wade of, oh, this is part of your body. That's a human being. You know, this partial
birth. That's an opinion, Alex. That's your opinion based on your Bible, buddy.
I'm not buying your moral relativism.
Well, I'm telling you that I'm tired of you people trying to stick your Bible in my face, man. I'm telling you that, you know, you stick to your own beliefs and leave the other individual sovereigns in this country alone, because you're making more enemies than you are friends anymore, buddy.
Oh, you're getting really mad deep down, I guess.
I'm past mad. And I'm telling you, tell your buddy to bring his truck to Chiloquin, Oregon.
Okay, put him on hold. Put him on hold. I can tell he's about to start getting hateful and spewing things we can't have on the radio. I don't even, man, I tell you, you make me sick. I can just hear the hate in your voice. go ahead and comment on that, Troy.
Well, you know, that was really a misnomer, what he's talking about. Let's look at the medical evidence. That the little baby is a separate entity from the moment of conception, has a separate DNA. So medically speaking, it's a separate individual. As it grows, it's got a separate blood type from the mother. The heartbeat begins to beat at 21 days.
When Charlie Manson cut that baby out of that woman's belly, that he got a murder charge for that.
Absolutely. And so did Scott Peterson. So we've got to look at this from a medical aspect. We can look at it from a philosophical.
Well, what's wrong with this guy? We got to protect the little innocent. He doesn't get any more weak and defenseless. These are babies, buddy. And you know, this is sick. And what happens is people are involved in abortions, and they're not man enough to get their minds out from around this. And so, and look, I didn't start by attacking this guy. I mean, I might have gotten mad at him, but I heard a lot of hatred in his voice.
Sure, a lot of the people that are in favor of abortion are very angry, maybe because they participated in it at one time, and their guilty conscience speaks out. So we've got to let them know that, look, forgiveness can be had, but seething in anger and casting ad hominem attacks at those people that are speaking the truth and logic and reason is not really the way to go about
it.
Well,
he was about to say, and I'll try to bring him back up if he'll be nice, and we won't call him names, he won't call us names, we won't get off into, but I thought he was going to say, you know, bring your truck here and see what happens. I thought he agrees in this freedom. What about the First Amendment? Now, I want to be friends with you, Henry. Let's bring Henry back up just for Henry.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what were you going to say if he brought his truck to Oregon?
Well, there's an unknown law called the Fighting Words Doctrine, which says if you put something in my face that angers me to the point where I lose control, I got right. I've never had nothing to do with an abortion. And you want to know my opinion on abortion?
Why don't you like the little babies then?
Would you like to know my
opinion? Yeah, go ahead, sir. Go ahead, Henry.
Would you like to know my opinion on abortion?
Yes.
I haven't got one. I don't have a uterus. I don't know what that other person feels or what they think when they do the thing. I mean, as far as the third trimester stuff and the stuff I've seen on TV, it sickens me. But a lot of things that happen sicken me. But it's not up to me to tell another person what their rights are or what they can do.
Henry, that's a great, great question. And let me answer it by saying this, that I'm not an African-American, but I don't have to be one to be against slavery. And I don't have any Jewish ancestry, but I don't have to be one to be against the Nazi Holocaust. But I was once a very tiny, innocent baby, and I'm very glad that my mom decided to give birth to me rather than to take me to an abortion clinic. You were once one, too.
Yes.
And as a big person, you need to protect the little people, and particularly as a male, a defender of humankind, you need to really stand up for those who can't speak for themselves.
Henry, let me just say this to you, okay? And I want to be your friend. Let me just tell you this. My instincts rage against this as a man. Okay, when I see, again, people picking on somebody, when I see people being mean to an old lady, when I see innocents, widows, and orphans, and the globalist abusing the weak worldwide, it makes my blood boil, and you've got to do some soul searching. If you know, you say it makes you angry, but at the same time you say it's their right. This is a separate human being. This is a you were there, and so I think you really need to do some soul searching, Henry.
I really don't recall being nowhere like that, Alex, and I cannot say that. I mean, you have the Bible go by, and I'll defend your right. I'll die for your right. Go by your Bible. But the thing is, when you start bringing that over into another realm, I mean, I see it a lot on GCN anymore. I mean, you're causing divisiveness. There's a lot of people out there that just turned against you because this
one
thing.
Oh, yeah, sure they did.
Well,
I hope they did.
Brother.
Hey, I don't want to be with the people that are going straight to hell. Thanks for the call. No, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Listen to me. Okay? I want people to understand something here. okay? I don't do this show to be popular. Do you understand that? I don't care what people think about me. And understand something. We are the majority now that are against abortion. We are the majority that are against open borders. We are the majority that are for the Second Amendment. Okay? And bottom line, we weren't the majority just a few years ago, but we've been educating people and unlocking minds, and we're going to win this fight. And I'm proud to have people that don't like me because I'm anti-abortion. Troy?
I would agree absolutely 100%. And I would say to this young man who doesn't like the Bible, the fact is that he lives in a Bible-centered community. Because without the Ten Commandments, which is delivered to us by our founding fathers, and the inner workings that we have in our own civil law structure, we would not have the United States without Christian thought and culture. And so he can say that he doesn't like the Bible, but he certainly enjoys the freedom that the Bible gives us.
He certainly enjoyed the fruits.
Absolutely.
And now that we're leaving that plan, we're now losing the fruits.
And if we don't turn back, if we don't return to an absolute objective standard of right and wrong. See, the people that want to run roughshod over objective standards, this postmodernism, relativism, that there are no moral absolutes, that's hogwash.
And here's my argument to that. The Aztecs would kill 10,000 people every year at Chichen Itza alone.
Yes.
And they believe that they had to do that to make the gods keep dreaming, because if the gods woke up, reality would end.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on the air before criticizing the Aztecs, criticizing the Nazis as well, and people will call in and go, that's their culture, how dare you, it's just their culture, you can't judge. Then I go, well, wait, the Nazis had a culture of killing millions of people. They go, well, that's different. Don't you say I'm a Nazi. You know, this is this moral relativism. Killing innocents because you don't like them is evil and is wrong. And you know, even the Muslims know you're not supposed to have abortion.
Well, that's absolutely right. You know, I mean, we know inherently that murder is wrong, and that's, we get it from the Sixth Commandment, and that's where we get all of our homicide laws. So we must adhere at least proportionally. We've got to give credence to the fact that all the laws in our country, at least early on, were directly stemming from the moral objective foundation found in the scriptures.
Well, here's the roots. Mount Sinai, Moses. 3,000 years ago, 1214 Magna Carta, 1789 Bill of Rights.
Lex Rex, too. And, you know, we have to understand that the law is a standard by which we must rule ourselves. If we fall into moral relativism, then what's wrong today could be right tomorrow and then topsy-turvy next week. If we can't stand on the fact that human life is sacred, that we must not take it, then what can we stand on? Then I guess we'll have marriages between men and men and men and bobcats.
This is how it all began. Hitler's first orders in 1934 were to kill retarded children and to finance abortions. And then it grew into what we saw happen. And that same eugenics mindset is rampant today. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the Henry Kissinger documents from 73 about we must sterilize half the women forcibly if they want IMF and World Bank funding. I mean, this is evil, folks.
Well, and it's being played out today here in Wichita, Kansas, because George Tiller specializes in second and third trimester abortions on the infirm, the weak, and the handicapped. He specializes on children that have so-called defects, and he's making millions off of it. Tell me you need the Malthus and Planned Parenthood Sanger eugenics program isn't in place today.
Well, Margaret Sanger got awards from Hitler, gave awards to Hitler, and you know, there are a lot of people that know about the New World Order and the global corruption, but they can't seem to make the connection to this. And they go, oh, well, it's just it's a right. Folks, look, in China, that gets the UN funding that Bush just increased, by the way, through UNESCO, they kill the babies after birth. And now Dr. Peter Singer at Princeton says that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And that we should be able to kill babies up to 2 years old. Comments on that?
Well, we're marching down toward a culture of death. When you take the weak and infirm, the ones in our community that we really need to be nurturing, you start to kill them, then that's the natural result. We see toward the end of life through killing of the older and weaker individuals, people that we want to make suicide legal, you know, just to pop a pill or hook up the Vorkian's machine. What's next? I mean, there's going to be forced killing. We
see that a
well,
lot
that's,
here.
That's already happening. The Wall Street Journal, Wesley Smith's written about, and he's a liberal, by the way, he's written about how he lists hundreds of names of people begging for food.
Well, Terry Schiavo was the classic example. We just saw that in Florida.
But Terry, you know, there have been cases where people are begging for food, saying, please feed me, please give me water. And they go, well, you signed a form giving us custody, and you're paralyzed neck down, so
right.
You said you didn't want any tubes or help, we're going to kill you, and they kill them. It's very, very dangerous path we're on here, folks. I have a rule on this show. If you disagree with us, you go to the head of the line. We are going to get to Allison and Bill in a second, but Charles in Rhode Island disagrees. Go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, Alex, I want to first of all tell you that I'm very conservative, and I was a congressional candidate here in the state of Rhode Island. But basically, this abortion issue, I've looked at it right down the line, and unfortunately, there's a worse crime than abortion, and that's being born and being unloved. I grew up with all those kids over here in the Rhode Island area that had no reason, you know, their parents didn't care about them or anything.
Well, that's societal breakdown. You don't go further down the pit because, quote, oh, well, we think you might be unloved. You got a poor family, so now we're going to abort your baby. That's what China does.
Yeah, but, Alex, here's the problem. And I grew up in the 50s, okay, in the 60s, when things were a great deal more wholesome than they are now.
Oh, before we had abortion?
Right, uh-huh. And basically, the children were neglected by their parents because of selfish reasons by their parents, okay? They had no business being the parents to begin with.
So let's kill them.
Well, in other words,
Charles, how many famous scientists and you know, minds came from orphanages and horrible homes? I mean, that's, come on.
Right. That was their luck. But there's also the people that walk around that have no love. You know, that's another problem in society.
So it'd be better if they were just killed.
If we're going to do freedom, Alex,
Charles, your mind. Charles, I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You, sir, are very twisted. I mean, your argument for abortion, I mean, the argument that, well, it's the woman's body, her right. You know, that they can argue at a certain level to say that, well, a lot of people aren't loved, and so, you know, let's have abortion. I mean, what does that mean?
It means that when you go and stand in front of God, okay, and you've aborted your child, or a doctor's aborted child, or whatever the situation is, do you think that any law that we're ever going to pass is ever going to harm the people as much as your God is going to harm the situation?
So now you're saying you're against abortion.
No, I'm saying that I am for abortion for the fact that if it gets rid of people that are going to be unloved and they don't have to exist in society, I'm pro that. But if
okay,
you...
Charles, I can't. I got to go here. I got some other calls. I'm about to vomit. That is scary. And what's scary is you sound like a nice guy. You're just being, hey, you know, let's have social engineering. Comments to that, Troy.
The Bible says, don't answer a fool according to his folly, lest you be like him in his eyes.
I'm speechless, Charles. Call back sometime. We'll talk more about it. Let's talk to Allison in California. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's good to talk to you. And Troy, it's great to talk to you, too. And I got a little derailed here because I just want to address those last two callers. First of all, that last caller, Charles, is simply presuming that if a baby is born, it's going to grow up in poverty or be unloved. None of us can see the future. And so to make that judgment is a sinful thing because we don't know how the future will go. And I also want to address the previous caller, Henry, as a woman who did have an abortion 25 years ago. I can attest to the emotional damage that does. And Troy Newman is, as you said, truly an American hero. I know him personally, and I can vouch for that. And I wish that there had been people like him in front of the abortion clinic that I walked into 25 years ago to show me the truth about it, or I might not be spending the rest of my life.
Well, the reason our society's falling apart is what a caller said in the first hour. We don't know our neighbors. We're not involved. We're not loving. We're all selfish little pigs watching our TV, guzzling our beer, going to the football game, instead of being involved and helping that single mother, instead of being involved in that community. Comments, Troy?
Well, I couldn't agree more, and we've got to get out there. And to change hearts and minds, it's one at a time. We spend countless hours in front of abortion clinics, and thank you, Allison, for those kind words. I wish I was there 25 years ago, but I can say that every abortion clinic in the country is covered by sidewalk counselors that love the women going in, and they're offering them help regularly. Just last week, we had 12 babies saved last week from abortion. One of them was a set of twins.
Just because we stood out there and offered help and said, hey, there's a better way. And we've got a great network of people that if they need health care, if they need diapers, maternity clothes, baby cribs, whatever it is, there are people with altruistic motives that
And then there are people who do these mental gymnastics to make excuses to accept evil so they don't have to face it.
Right.
And can I just comment with that the one caller, the previous caller? We've got a real problem here, Alex, as you talk about all the time. People think that because they don't like the message that they're free to shoot the messenger, and that, of course, is exactly what's happened to Troy with this situation in Bel Air. But I'll just give my
question. Well, we had a caller earlier who was saying, you come to my town, I might, you know, go after you, but I'm for freedom. Just don't put your signs up. You know, where'd the First Amendment
well,
go?
Well, we see that all over the place. We've got a situation here in San Diego with Planned Parenthood where it's the very same thing. They don't want us within 25 feet of the driveway. They've got injunctions against pro-lifers here because they don't want those graphic signs out there. But let me just pose my question to Troy, and then I'll hang up to wait for his answer. Troy, I just wondered if you could describe for Alex listeners some of the other things that go on at Tiller's Abortion Clinic, like the fact that his church supports him and also those ceremonies that he does for the dead
babies. Okay, we'll come back and talk about it. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute. P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
I've got a ton of other news from around the globe. Really important info coming up the next hour, but we got loaded phones wanting to talk to our guest, and I was just going to have him on for 30 minutes. I don't know if he can stay with us. If you've got to go, Troy Newman, I understand, or do you want to stay a little bit into the next hour?
I could probably stay another 10 minutes.
Okay, great. And then we'll keep taking calls here. because it's, I mean, number one, the First Amendment, you have your truck there in Kansas, and they said, oh, no, you can't have your truck with any signs on the side, but everybody else can, the buses and the taxi cabs and the trucks and the beer trucks and all the rest of it. And then a guy calls in and says, it's freedom, it's, you know, it's I'm a patriot, and so I'm for people doing what they want with their bodies. But then he said, you better not come to my town with your truck or I may, you know, come after you. So where is he on the First Amendment now?
Well, it sounds to me like he's an anarchist. He wants to do what he wants, whenever he wants, and he doesn't want anybody telling him what to do, period. And that just defies any sort of general rule of order, and just societies must have a rule of law. We've got one, and he's got to abide by those.
Okay, we got a bunch of callers that agree with you, but we got one more that disagrees. Mary in Maryland, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I like your show, except for this issue. I wish I had been aborted myself. I have done a lot of research, and I would like to make a few points. My mother was not allowed to use birth control by the Catholic Church, and pregnancy caused her complications. I think she had a condition called a fistula, which is pretty horrific, and it causes most men to leave their wives. Sometimes this condition can kill you. It can cause women to have no
control. What does that have to do with you?
Well, she abused me. She wanted me to follow the church. She wanted to make sure I never...
And because
prayed.
Somebody
she
abused
just figured
you...
My, she just figured
hold on
my,
just a minute. Hold on just a minute.
She just figured my face.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
Just because somebody abused you, you wish you'd have been killed... And now we want the government, running around because there might be some bad parents.
Well, no, that's not my only reason. She disfigured my face. But I've been doing a lot of research over the years. There are a lot of horrible medical conditions that women suffer from childbirth that are not being acknowledged. Randall Perry left his wife because of the damage childbirth did to her body. And women are suffering these conditions around the world. A lot of Republicans have abandoned their wives. They're cheating.
And so because there's evil... Let's start killing more children. I mean,
well,
this is a really sick argument.
It's a health issue for women.
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna put you on hold for a second because hold on just a minute. Leon in Colorado said has an interesting story. Leon, tell your story quickly. Someone's
gonna
comment.
Well,
very from Mr.
quickly,
Newman.
I'm the last of four children, and because my mother had a need for a hysterectomy because of constant bleeding from previous scarring or something. Anyway, long story short, she went to the doctor, and he was wanting to give her a hysterectomy with me in the uterus. And she says, "No, I'm pregnant. I can't have that." And he says, "Well, you might not live, and that's not a big problem." And she says, "Oh, yes, it is. I am not going to murder my child." And he says, "Well, you might not survive." And she says, "Well, if that's the Lord's will, then I will be in heaven with my child." And I also used this to testify to people when I went to the Republican County Convention here to get a platform for pro-life. And I said, "So, according to all of your arguments there, that since I was a protoplasm, I deserve to die and not live. Is that right? Are you there?"
Well, I mean, think of the love of your mother and the
courage. I do. I mean, I love my mother, and, you know, hey, I don't buy that argument about abuse because...
Well, we know where the honor lies. The honor lies in protecting the innocent. All these just flat-out satanic arguments against it are sick. Stay there. I want to get a comment from Troy Newman.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.